keep your head up. Life can cause you to look down, but there are secrets that will help you look up and see the future. I'll never forget the day I learned this lesson. It was at a hockey rink in Belgium. I was only 14 years old, playing with a professional hockey team. We were scheduled to play Czechoslovakia, and my coach warned me about one of their defenders. He had a reputation for vicious hits that could send a player flying through the air. Well, I guess I wasn't really listening, because he hit me so hard that I did a full flip that landed me on my back. I don't remember much after that hit. I learned a few valuable lessons, though, to keep my head up. Have you been smashed by the coronavirus? Were you prepared for a worldwide pandemic? Me neither. The Apostle Paul talked about this in Colossians 3:1. If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Paul understood the secrets of living with your head up. And here are a few principles that can help you keep your head up. Number one, seek eternal goals. What's really important is your family. It's not possessions, it's people. It's not money, it's quality time. You choose what you value the most. Number two, keep your eyes on values and truths that are from heaven. Jesus said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And thirdly, Christ wants to give you a bird's eye view. He can fill you with his spirit and give you words of wisdom and knowledge and all kinds of great stuff. Please don't be like me in hockey or like many people in every city in America. Keep your head up. There's a real spiritual enemy that would love to steal, kill, and destroy you. Don't let him take you out. Take him out by keeping your head up. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Marcoulet.